That's
Matt,
live.
Matt, director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right back to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul? Paul, you're on the line, my friend. Wisco Paul, the line is yours. I think we've lost you. Evan, if we get Wisco Paul back on, put him right through. Put him right through. Okay, we're going to go back to Wisconsin while we wait for Wisco Paul. Back to Wisconsin. Five mayors are being subpoenaed by Voss's muscle, Gableman, and five gorillas will be hanging around them at some point, retired police officers. Tom Barrett's one of them. He is the mayor of Milwaukee. Mayor of Madison's another one. Paul, are you in the line? Okay, we don't have Paul.
Yes, mayor, you do.
Are you there, Paul?
Yeah, yes, I am, Matt.
Okay, what's on your mind today, Paul?
Well, I'll segue right into what you were talking about. The voters bill, I think Schumer needs to step up to the plate and explain to the people better about what's going on here. But Gableman is, he's out of control. And if you can correct me if I'm wrong, but if we get this voter rights bill, which we need, if we don't get it, it'll be, everything will be gerrymandered towards the Republican Party, federal, state, everything. So what Gableman is doing here is, I think, unconstitutional, but you can disagree with me. But if we don't get the voter, won't the voter rights bill, that's what I call it, won't that fix most of this stuff? Because this Wisconsin Republican Party is totally out of control. And what's going on with Gableman is just ridiculous. I'm quite frankly just fed up with this stuff. We got enough problems with all.
Well, here's the deal. They are going to subpoena five mayors, and it's all Democratic cities. It's Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, Kenosha, and Racine. And they're going to tie up these mayors at taxpayer expense. You know, the mayor's getting paid by their municipalities. Gableman's going to get close to $700,000, they say. That's a fraud. It's going to be a lot more than that. The last time they used taxpayer money to go after, for instance, 10 years ago, to go after redistricting, they spent several million dollars. Million dollars comes right out of taxpayer money. And then the gerrymandering cost us that. This is a fraud. This is going to cost us. Gableman served one term in the Wisconsin Supreme Court, couldn't run again because he was going to get beaten. Two ethics complaints against him. He beat both of those. But suddenly he surfaces what? To get close to $700 taxpayer dollars to harass Tom Barrett and to harass the mayor of Madison and so on. This is wrong. I mean, this is just wrong. To lie about the November election, that's what's happening. To lie about, and they are not doing this to mayors of any county where Trump had strength, you know? They're not doing this in their base. They're doing it to Democrats. Now, Tom Barrett is a lawyer. He actually practiced law. He will be able to handle, if Gableman's the one that conducts the deposition, it'll be a big mistake, because Gableman could not find his rear end if he had both hands in his back pockets, okay? This guy does not have enough firepower between his ears to blow his hat off. But, you know, maybe they'll bend somebody who knows how to ask questions. It'll tie Tom up about what? Yeah, we have honest people over here. Yeah, we have honest people. They're doing it to harass, you see. What they're doing it to harass and to give the impression to folks that there was something wrong, give the impression that there was something wrong, so that then they ever get a Republican governor and Evers doesn't veto it, they can put in voter suppression. They are going to put in gerrymandering again till 2030. Because they control the legislature. They're trying to do it by resolution instead of legislation, which the governor can't veto. But back in 1964, people tried to do that. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court said, you can't do gerrymandering. You can't do redistricting by resolution. And the sense of the legislature, you got to do it by an actual legislation that the governor can look at. But this Supreme Court is 4-3 Republican. What if they overrule that case? Then you have gerrymandering. They will have leveraged their gerrymandered legislature into power for 10 more years. And the courts have already said they're not going to undo political gerrymandering. They'll undo racial gerrymandering, not political gerrymandering. So that is what is happening. And they're trying to give some kind of respectability by saying, oh, well, why would Gableman take Tom Barrett's deposition if there weren't something wrong? Well, because Robin Voss and his whole party are, it's a corrupt party. They are trying to subvert our democracy. That's why. That's why. There's no legitimacy to this. Absolutely no legitimacy to this. And so all I can say is Tom can handle them. I got to say to my friends in Madison, I'll tell you, if Paul Soglin were still mayor of Madison, I would love it. I'd love to see him in one of these things. He would tear Gableman apart. Okay, we're going back to the lines. Tom and McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Tom?
Hello. Just continuing on this discussion and to kind of walk some of the listeners through as far as how this is going to play out. All Gableman is going to have to do is ask, each of these mayors, can you personally verify and guarantee that there's not any kind of fraud going on, that everybody's on the up and up? And naturally, of course, since they're not able to be everywhere all at the same time, they're going to have to say, no, we can't, because I'm only one guy. But then they're going to take that talking point of, you see, these counties cannot verify the accuracy of the vote. So these steps that we'll be taking, i.e. voter suppression, are going to be designed to help us verify the vote. That's going to be their entire game plan as far as how they're going to be going down with this. So Gableman doesn't have to be sharp behind the ears. He just has to follow the script that's already been given to him. And, the fix is already in with it.
Yeah, Tom, thanks for that comment. I will tell you there's an antidote to that. If there are experienced trial lawyers counseling the mayors and preparing them, you have a thing called sandpapering the witness. There's a great sandpapering the witness. You talk to the witness in advance and you explain what's going to go on. And the answer to what you just said is, can you personally verify that there was no fraud? And the answer has got to be, yes, I can. Yes, I can. They'll say, well, were you at every polling place? No, I wasn't. Then how can you verify it? Because I have confidence in my subordinates. I train them, and managers can testify on documents that they never heard before or saw before. There is a way around that. So a good preparation of these witnesses should take care of business. Thanks for calling. I'm going to try to worm a few more guys in. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Good morning, Matt. Great show as usual, but this is racial. This is racial. It's up on your side of the straight, up on your side of the state, the way that this is being handled. They're not coming down on my side of the state, where in my area here, where we utilize the same kind of voting practices pretty much as you guys did on your side of the state, but we have white people, and in my area, because I'm more in the Republican area there, we've already seen from their behaviors and the actions that they are doing, it goes right along with, trying to take words out of the classroom and different things that they've already done. This is racial. So we could have somebody investigate this because of the way and the places that they have chosen to do this type of recount and investigation. These guys should be all locked up, Matt. Anyway, thank you so much for this show, and you have a good day.
Okay. Gene, you are fierce. I think you should run for off. I'm not kidding. I think you should pick a state Senate seat somewhere right around you, held by Republicans, and just go after them, because you'd be terrific. You would be terrific. Yeah, and let me, that's exactly right. Why did they pick these five cities, okay? Why did they pick these five cities? Milwaukee and Madison, no-brainer, two big Democratic areas. Green Bay, increasingly the city is Democratic. Certainly Racine, Kenosha, the cities are. Let's go after it, tie up their mayors. Then they'll ask for the voting machines. Then they'll have to be scrapped. We'll buy new ones for millions of dollars. The Republicans will not vote money to pay for that. It'll have to come out of property taxes. So they try to weaken Democratic mayors. You see what's going on? Is any of this supposed to help Wisconsin? Is any of this supposed to help the United States? No, they're not operating in the interest of the United States. In fact, they're trying to get rid of your right to vote for treasurer, school chief, superintendent of public instruction, and secretary of state. That's going to be on the ballot. And then they're going to gin up with millions of dollars from right-wing donors, and you will vote out your right to vote. That happened in Algeria about 15 years ago. They're trying it in Wisconsin now. Gene, as always, thank you for calling. Coming to the end of the show, great call-ins, great callers as usual. Stand by for some terrific programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, my friend Earl Ingram, the Earl Ingram Show, an outstanding show at 5 o'clock. Great evening program. Great weekend programming. Capped off by Pizza Box Mike, noon Saturdays, thinking outside the pizza box. That's how we got the name Pizza Box Mike. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.
I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and